This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Sri Lanka's military says soldiers are raiding an area in the country's east where a gunfight between troops and suspects linked to the Easter suicide bombings killed two militants and one civilian. The major general and the local military commander said on Saturday that at least three people were wounded in the gun battle that saw at least three explosions. The military commander said soldiers and police waited until daylight to carry out further raids, given houses being built so close together. U.S. President Donald Trump is talking more about the Robert Mueller Russia investigation. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president says there are elements of intrigue that will be seen over the next couple of weeks. He added, most know the answer to what happened to him.
The fair press, the good press, the people that know what they're doing, or the people that are indeed fair.
Speaking with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the president says a lot of people were let go as a result, but not by him. He said ultimately there will be a healing factor.
In all fairness to Robert Mueller, things happened long before he even started, and what took place is a disgrace to our country.
The president says how this all started will be of great interest. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump said he has decided to withdraw support for a treaty regulating the multi-billion dollar global arms trade. It's the latest example of the Trump administration's dislike for international pacts.
Under my administration, we will never surrender American sovereignty to anyone.
Trump said on Friday that he has decided to revoke the United States' status as a signatory to the Arms Trade Treaty, regulating international trade in conventional weapons, small arms, battle tanks, and other things. This is VOA News. A powerful cyclone, the second to strike Mozambique in just 6 weeks, ripped off roofs and killed at least three people on Friday as the United Nations warned of massive flooding ahead. Cyclone Kenneth has approached Mozambique with a maximum sustained winds of 220 kilometers per hour. Over the next 10 days, the storm is expected to dump twice as much rain as Cyclone Idai last month, which killed more than 600 people. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido rallied thousands in the coastal city of Maracay on Friday, receiving a rock star's welcome as he headed out across the country to push for a massive May Day march against President Nicolas Maduro. He said that people had the power and that they will exercise it to end the current situation once and for all. Venezuelans already suffering from hyperinflation and widespread shortages of food and medicine have seen chronic power outages in vast swaths of the territory in recent months. New research shows how the armed wing of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is using Bitcoin to raise and move money. Researchers at London's firm Elliptic said they have traced how the organization armed wing uses the electronic money to raise funds. Reuters reporter Tom Wilson.
At the moment, the sums involved are relatively small. The research organization thinks that only $7,000 so far has been raised in this way, but it's a real example of how a group prescribed by many major governments as a terrorist organization has been looking to use cryptocurrencies to raise money.
Hamas is designated as a terrorist organization by the United States and European Union. A Russian woman who admitted to being a secret agent for the Kremlin has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Maria Butina admitted to trying to infiltrate and gather intelligence on the National Rifle Association and other conservative U.S. political groups at the direction of a former Russian lawmaker. She pled guilty to a single charge, conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent, as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. Butina has been jailed since her arrest in July of last year, and with credit for time served, will spend another 9 months behind bars. The judge also ordered she be deported upon completing her sentence. Butina said she was ashamed and embarrassed by her actions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mexico has expressed concern to the United States government about lengthy delays at ports of entry along their shared border that are hurting companies in both countries. In the first 2 months of 2019, Mexico became the United States' number one trading partner. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.